Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Anna Daly in for Andrea this week. Now, park runs bring people of all ages together every Saturday to walk, run, jog or volunteer in a friendly, free and inclusive 5K event. So today we're looking at how the park run works, why it's so popular and how the Step Into Winter campaign is encouraging more people to stay active and connected through the colder months. Jenny Branigan, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you, Anna.
This is a really nice follow on because we were talking earlier on about anyone suffering, you know, in the colder, darker months from SAD.
Yes.
And exercise was one of the, you know, huge parts of just getting out, getting daylight and moving.
That's it. It really helps to boost your mood. But I think it's really important to bear in mind that our founder of Parkrun, Paul Sinton Hewitt, he created Parkrun because he wanted an excuse to meet his friends every single week. So that really simple origin story, it underscores what it's fundamentally about. It's about friendship, community, which all ties in particularly well in the winter. It's that regular connection that we want. And of course, that piece of physical activity that happens as well through walking, jogging, running, volunteering, however you want to participate.
Well, let's talk about how the Parkruns work and who can take part, because lots of people will be familiar and some people won't know anything about it.
Yes.
So what is it first of all, Jenny?
So Parkrun is a free community weekly 5K event that happens in communities all across Ireland. We have 158 events, so 114 of those are 5K events on a Saturday morning at 9:30. 44 of those events are junior events, which are 2K events. So the whole point of Parkrun is that everybody is welcome. It's fully inclusive. However you want to turn up is how we would like to see you. And don't let the run in the park run put you off. You can walk it, you can run it,
you can jog it,
you can crawl it, however you want to get there is fine. And equally, the volunteering piece is really important as well. So a lot of people who might be injured, they might be in rehab, they mightn't be able to walk or run that distance, they can come along and volunteer and they get those benefits of friendship and community too.
Okay, because people who, you know, you might have witnessed the park run happening in your local park and it looks wonderful, but they may think, which I used to actually, that it's kind of serious runners and a lot of friendship groups. So can I join on my own as a solo participant, first of all, Jenny?
Absolutely can join on your own. And one very interesting thing for us is that we're always trying to look at the reasons why people don't join. And one of the reasons was that people were worried about coming last. So we now have a volunteer role called a tail walker, and that ensures that nobody comes last at Parkrun. So you can knock that fear on the head. It's a really important thing to realise that, you know, lots of people feel the same way that you do. So for that reason, we have a first time briefing. So if you turn up at a park run, you're not sure what to expect. If you're there at 9:15, you'll start to see people emerging from all the different roads and forests. And if you look for the people in the high vises, they're the volunteers. And just go up and say, hi, I'm a first timer at Parkrun. And we actually have a volunteer role that gives a first timer's briefing to tell people what to expect at Parkrun, to let them know that they can do it however they want. They'll give them a little bit of info on the course. And most importantly, they'll invite them for the cup of coffee afterwards. So again, getting back to that social connection and building that fun and friendship.
And it is. It's building friendships and connections as well as staying fit.
It absolutely is. And that's what keeps you coming back, because, you know, you get FOMO then. You're thinking, well, all my buddies are at Parkrun and here I am in my bed. I'll actually get out and I'll go. And then you see them, you have the chats, you go for the coffee, and then you're getting that physical activity without even realising it.
Now, you mentioned the junior events. So what age groups is that for?
So juniors are from 4 until 14. But actually, we see a lot of the older juniors now participate at the 5K event. So like I say, anyone can come to the 5K, and we see people pushing their babies and their buggies at the 5K. So it really is very inclusive. The only thing is, if you're under the age of 11 at a 5K event, you do need to be with a parent or a guardian and have them with you.
Okay, so how do they register? How does anyone register, first of all?
So the first thing to do is to go to our website, parkrun.ie, and find your local event. And then you register your details for free. It's always free every single week. But all you need to do is download your barcode to your phone. So once you have a barcode, then once you get over the line, you get your barcode scanned and you can time it if you like. You don't have to if you don't want to, but it just allows you to track your progress then. So a lot of people like to see where they started off and then how much progress they're able to make. But actually, again, just coming back to the inclusivity piece, one thing that we've noticed is that our overall average times are getting slower at parkrun. So on average, people are taking longer to do parkrun when we look at our whole group across Ireland. And that indicates to us that people are coming to parkrun who typically wouldn't have put their hand up to come to a 5K event in the past.
Okay.
So we're really excited about that.
That's good news for you.
That's really good news for us.
Okay. How does the timing work and getting your time registered?
So again, it all relates to, we have a timekeeping role, which is a volunteering role, and then you have your barcode. So when you come over the line, it's matched with the timekeeping, with the time that's taken. And then we come up, we scan the barcode and we scan the finished token, and then you get your time. Maybe about an hour later, you'll get an email confirming that you finished it and the time that you took.
Okay. And I'm guessing you'll have people who are trying to beat their time every week and people who can't be bothered even looking at their time. They just want to take part.
Again, some people don't care about that. All they want to do is see their friends. And again, that's a really important piece for our Step Into Winter campaign. So Healthy Ireland is inviting people to step into winter with Parkrun, supported by the presenting partner VHI. But again, it's to make sure people come out and stay active and social and connected during those winter months. That's our big focus.
Of course. Okay. So you mentioned buggies. Buggies are fine.
Buggies are fine.
What about dogs?
So dogs, as long as they're on a short handheld leash. So we don't allow those waist harness leashes because they're not safe for the other participants. But again, as long as you follow those rules, that's absolutely fine. And you can always check it out when you get to your event. You can ask one of the volunteers in the hive, is this allowed? And they will let you know.
Okay. Can I run with one of my children for the 5K?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like I mentioned, if your child is under 11, we would ask that you would stay and run with your child.
Okay, lots of people asking about volunteer roles. So you mentioned they're in high-vis vests.
Yep.
I guess people who are recovering from injuries or just want to get out into the fresh air and do something good, well, they're delighted to volunteer.
A lot of people like to volunteer. Again, if they're new in a community, we have found that 85% of people that volunteer, they say they've met new people. So lots of people do it to expand their circle. It's a really nice, fun way to get to know people in your area and to just have a bit of crack with people, you know, in the local park on a Saturday morning. So we've lots of people who come to volunteer, yes, if they're injured, but equally just because they want to come and meet their friends and go for the coffee. The coffee is a very important piece afterwards.
And the coffee is built into it, is it? Or is that just something that you do yourself afterwards?
So generally what we have is park runs are in communities where there's a local coffee place to go. So we will tell everybody then, this is where we go for coffee. Every event has an event page website and it'll say on that where the local coffee is, and people will always be invited to go for the coffee after. And if you haven't been invited, say to one of the guys in the high-vis vest, where's the coffee place and we want to come along.
Now, we talked about friendships, Jenny. Is there romances coming out of park runs as well? Is this a dating opportunity?
Well, there have been some people who have met
for her water.
There have been some people who have met at parkrun for sure. I mean, it's like anything else.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity to meet like-minded people. And you meet people who are there and it's, you know, it's a regular thing. You get to know people. There's no pressure environment. And it's a really nice way just to start to catch an eye of somebody potentially. So we have had a couple of marriages out of parkrun for sure. But that's not the main focus. It's about creating that friendship and just actually getting to know those people in your community.
Yeah, they're just bonus stories, aren't they?
Potentially about. A story.
Let me read some of these questions coming in for you, Jenny. Are there any park runs happening after Christmas? I don't feel like starting before Christmas. I love the honesty.
That's hilarious. So park run is on every single week. So it happens every Saturday morning at 9:30, and the junior event is every Sunday. And actually we have some events will run a special day event on Christmas Day and also on New Year's Day. So if you want to check if your local park run is running that, you can check that on our website, parkrun.ie. So even again, that community piece, that friendship piece for people who mightn't maybe have that much going on Christmas Day, you can come to your local parkrun event. Again, just check the website and make sure that it's running.
And those connections on those particular days will be more important than ever for some people.
That's it, exactly. That social connection on that day is vital.
And on the website, Jenny, are all the locations mapped out right around the country?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a map of every single one.
Brilliant. Someone else, I'm in my 70s. Am I too old to do a parkrun?
No, absolutely not. We have people of all ages. There was a wonderful woman up north, Grace was her name, and she was in her late 80s and she did a parkrun 4 weeks after heart surgery. So again,
wow.
Anybody is welcome at parkrun. We want to see everybody coming along.
All ages and all stages.
It's all across the life cycle.
And different fitness levels, of course.
And yeah. That really doesn't matter, because once you get there, you do it at your own pace. That's the most important thing to remember. We have a tail walk. walker. You will never come last. You can do it at your own pace and bring a buddy with you then. So if you feel a bit intimidated going on your own, bring somebody with you for moral support.
Was that tail walker developed, you know, off the back of those people suggesting it? Because it's a lovely idea, actually.
We're always looking at barriers as to why people won't go and participate. And that was one of the things that came out from our research. People were worried about coming last.
Don't want to come last.
So that tail walker role is the direct result of that.
Yeah. Someone else says, I'm carrying a little injury, but have been cleared to run. Do the park runs have physios on site?
They do not have physios on site. So the best thing to do is to speak to your local chartered physiotherapist. Make sure that you're happy with the plan of action. You might need to maybe approach it like a couch to 5K and make sure that you have enough endurance and tolerance to build up to that level, depending on the injury that you have. But if you work with your physio on that, that should be fine. And again, because there's no pressure, you can walk parts of it if you feel you need to. If there's a bit of a hill or if it's a bit of uneven ground, depending on your injury, you can walk certain bits and then run the bits that you can.
Yeah, or you can opt out, I'm sure, if you're injured or you're not feeling like it's too much of a stretch.
Oh, absolutely.
You'll know yourself, I guess.
Yeah, do it at your own pace for sure.
Yeah. I have a bit of a dodgy knee and sometimes have to really slow down. Would it be an issue if I have to walk some of it?
No, absolutely not. Like I say, you can do it at whatever pace is comfortable for you. So you can run part of it. So for example, my local park run is Marley. And in the first kilometre, you have to run uphill. It's basically on the side of the Dublin Mountains. So some days I'm not feeling up to it and I have to walk that hill, the first 1K, and then I'm able to run the rest of it. So you can take it absolutely at your own pace, depending on how your body's feeling, depending on, you know, the busy week you might have had leading up to that. The key is that there's no pressure. It's absolutely, you're only in competition with yourself.
With yourself,
exactly.
Yeah. It's important to remind people of that, isn't it?
Any bit of exercise that you're doing, whether you're walking, whether you're jogging, whether you're running, that will all benefit you. Just get out there and step into winter.
Yeah, and you've just reminded me, because Marley is, I'm very familiar with Marley. Different parks will bring the most scenic backdrops as well, right around the country.
Oh, absolutely.
Just beautiful places that sometimes you don't see, you know, the nooks and crannies of when you're wandering with friends or wheeling a buggy or whatever.
Exactly. I mean, we have some beautiful beach ones. Inch Beach, we have a park run there. I was recently down in Carlow Town when we were launching Step Into Winter and we ran along the River Barrow. I mean, there's some beautiful places. St. Anne's Park, when you come back around and you get a beautiful view back over Dublin Bay and you can see the Sugar Loaf, and I don't usually see that aspect of Dublin. So there's loads of different beautiful courses. So get out there and give it a go.
Are there counties that are oversubscribed or it's just hugely popular in versus others?
It just really depends on the population around the area.
Yes.
So we obviously have high numbers in Dublin because we have a high population there. But equally, we do have people who would go to visit different park runs because they want to experience, like, for example, Inch Beach, or we have one on Inishman. You have to get the ferry over to do the Inishman park run. So there are certain things that appeal about park runs that people want to go and experience.
Mm.
And the great thing is the actual model is simple. So when you go, you'll have the same park run experience, as in you'll have a run director, you'll have the volunteers, you'll have a tail walker. But the environment will be slightly different at every one. So
yeah,
it's a different
experience.
So it's
actually not just about doing your local one. If you're going away for a few days over Christmas, for example, you could take part in the one that's happening in that region.
That's it. Yeah, absolutely. You could find a different park run and go along, and they'll ask then when you're there, the run director will say, have we any visitors here? And you could say, yes, well, I'm from Dublin and I'm down here now in Kerry for my Christmas, you know, kind of long weekend. And then you'll get a nice cheer and a welcome from the community
in that park run.
You will, absolutely. They're always delighted.
Promise?
They're always delighted to see a visitor coming down.
A couple of quick questions, Jenny, before we wrap up. Are kids' bikes allowed for the 5K park run?
Unfortunately, bikes are not allowed, no.
Okay, that's good to know. And how much does it cost? It doesn't cost anything, does it?
Absolutely free. Free to register. Go to parkrun.ie, register for free, get your barcode, and it's free forever, thanks to our supporting partners.
I think you've answered all of our questions. This is Jenny Branigan, Territory Manager for Parkrun Ireland and Chartered Physiotherapist. Thank you very much for joining us Lunchtime Live, Jenny. You've inspired me. I will get signing up.
We'll meet you there on Saturday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.